admittedly, but there are important points to be gleaned here. So the Gemara tells us, this is the top of Mem Gimel Amud Aleph, right? Once we talk about, you know, entering the house, as it were, a part of the Kohen enters the house first, whether it's his hands, or we'll talk about his nose. You know, it's hard to enter the house at the same exact time with your entire body. And, you know, thus, the two Isurim, so to speak, of contracting Tumah, Alkol Nefesh Meis Lo Yavo, Bia, coming into the Ohel, special lav of Tumas Ohel. So, you know, how are those going to interact? So this is top of Mem Gimel Aleph. Bayis Nami came and Dali Yadei Istayv Ki Ali Ki Ayol. Excuse me, Kule Hai Tamehu. So once his hands are in, you know, they're Tame. They're the ones the hands went in first. Like, you know, if you're striding ahead of you, pumping your arms. So by that time, you're already Tame. So Elam or Blazer Tzir Fiado Mishum Tuma Ika Mishum Bia Laka. So we say that, you know, the hands are attached to the body. As far as Tumah is concerned, the Tumah diffuses throughout the body, but maybe not Mishum Bia. If it's Sirif Gufo, Tumah, Ubiya, Bahadi Hadade, Ka'asum. So, you know, it should really be at the same time. So, Hayyav Shredilayil Chotmo, Bereisha, Benachasle Tumah. And even if you say it's not the hands, but what about, you know, his nose? Right? This is getting a little technical, but, you know, when you're walking into a room, you know, your nose does enter first, you know. This is not...
Some people
have the chin. Okay, right. Yeah. Good point by Yitzchak. True. This is not, you know, an anti-Semitic thing. This is, you know, just purely anatopical. So, okay, so how exactly does this work? You know, v'nachas le'tumah. Salam ha'rav, ha'echnis yada misham tumah ikam misham bi'alak. Ha'echnis guvo tumah bi'a v'hadi adadei ka'asyan. V'ha yafshar. D'lo ayel etz ba'asa d'charei b'reisha. What about his toes? V'nachas le'hutum. Salam ha'rav papa. So we have to, you know, retreat back to... What seems to be, you know, a little bit less satisfying, but again, it proves the legal point. So, again, you're brought into the room in a sealed container. I know that happens all the time to you guys. You know, it's a real way of making an entrance, right? It's like the person who jumps out of the birthday cake, you know. So, a person comes out of the Shida Teva Migdal, right? And, you know, pops out, therefore, you know, he enters the space and becomes tamei at the same time. So, Maravashi Amr can go into Ailuk Shu Goses, V'Navak Nishmase, Adiyasiv, the Tuma Ubiya, Bahade Hadade Kasin. That's a more fundamental point. A Goses is somebody who's terminally ill. It's possible that they're survived, but very, very unlikely. So, maybe the person, you know, came into the room when they were a Goses, and then they died, so that it all comes at the same time. So Tan Rabbanan Lahechalo Ad Shah Shiyamus. So the position of the Chachamim is that a Kohen doesn't violate his kahuna until a person actually dies. So Rabbi Omer bin Mosam Yitamad Shiyamus. So my benayom Yochanan Mashmos Darshanikam benayom. There's no halachic difference. One of them just says Lahechalo. One of them says bin Mosam. Rish Lakish Amar Goseh Zika benayom. There's a fundamental difference. Laman Damar Lahechalo. That if you say lo yitama bal bema v'lehechalo, the emphasis is on being mechalal afilu goses. So then one has been mechalal one's kahuna by being in contact with somebody who's terminally ill. Fascinating. L'mandam ribimosam, right? But if it's a matter of them actually dying, ad shiyamos in goses lo. L'manda amar milhechalo haksib bimosam. What about the fact that it says you actually have to die? And by the way, the rabbi tani rabbi omer bimosam bin amitame lo mitame bin nigasam. When it comes to Tumah Zav, so touching a Zav or, you know, the flow of the Zav, that will be Metame, but not necessarily Tumah. Okay, that's not, it's related to Tumah Smeis, but it's different. What are you going to do with that? That we extract both halachos, which is always important because it tells you there's a certain halacha, which is a certain common denominator between the halachos. That's how we got into the discussion to begin with. A person who's already Tameh can't become more tame. Right? That was the assumption. What are you going to do with that? So the Gemara responds with the first really significant point for the day. So that we've actually really shined a very bright microscope on the issue of Tumas Meis, and we say that there are really two issues. One of them is death itself. But in terms of being Mechalel, apparently, the Kohen can be Mechalel, his status of Kedushas Kohen, even at an earlier point. So even though the person really doesn't generate Tumas Meis, but the issue of Lehechalo, right, starts earlier than the Tumas Meis, itself. So Rashi comments about it. Once the person is a Goses, right, it's already Michulal. Okay. Good. So now to get a little bit further into the world of Tumas Kohen, top of Mem Gimel Beis, Amr Chista. The Gemara is going to express a lot of incredulity about the Shita of Rav Chista, but it actually is the way that we paskin, even though the Gemara is going to resist it for a long time, until we get up to the Mishnah Mem Dalet. Some Rav Chista Rav, Nikdarosho Shal Avi Veno Metamelo, persons whose father is decapitated, since his father isn't whole anymore, even though a Kohen generally, unless he's the Kohen Gadol, can be metame for the Shiva Korban, right? If the body has been severed, he's not metame to his father. My time of Kara, lo aviv bisman shu shalom, lo bisman shu chasa. So I'm the Rav Nuna, lo miata, kazo bevikta da arvo, so piska gan vila reisha, achalami lo tami lo. So I'm the Rav Nuna, kamar, right? You're bringing from a completely different case. So the point is, if you're traveling, the Kohen, let's say, is traveling on the road and he sees somebody who is brutally murdered and decapitated, of course it's a meis mitzvah. So you're going to tell me that a meis mitzvah, he does have to bury, he's required to, he's not just allowed to, despite the fact that he's a Kohen, and his father is not. So hashtei shlomo b'achrin v'chayiv aviv l'kol shekein. So v'hai meis mitzvah, v'atani yizel meis mitzvah kol shein l'kovrim, kori v'achrim onen oso. Right? If you have a situation, there's somebody you call and people answer, there's somebody to bury, ain't a meis mitzvah. Va'islay birah. Right? So the whole halacha of meis mitzvah is predicated on the idea that there aren't relatives. So the Gemara says that's not such a difficult question for us to deal with. Came in the gazel baracha, kimishen lo kovrim dami. So this person, even if he has relations, the issue is that they're not around and he was traveling. So, meis mitzvah kohen mekomo, he should be buried in the spot, even the person's a kohen. So meis mitzvah, the Gemara says, lo yitama, his sister, who's unmarried, he should become tamei for her. Lo mitame v'na mitame le'evareha, right? Not to her severed limbs. L'vishena mitame le'ever minachai shel aviv, aval machzor le'etzem kisor, my machzor le'etzem kisor, la v'meimra, di michzor porta lo. So the Gemara says, "Hoy Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, la mitame, ve'enu mitame le'evarel. She'enu mitame le'evar min achai shel aviv, al mitame hu le'evar min hames shel aviv." Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda, and again, this is going to be the Gemara's response from this point on. Rabbi Yehuda was expressly of the view that yes, it's true that if a limb was severed when his father was alive, so that's a different story. You can't be mitame for that if you're a Kohen. But if the father is dead, so he doesn't have this principle of aviv shalim, aviv chaser. So, this is reflective of the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Even if it's the smallest amount, right? Nonetheless, you have to bury your whole father, the kohen. There's no issue at all. So, v'atani Rav Tana Rav Elazar ben Yaakov la mitame v'ena mitame le'evarim prat l'chazayis min ames v'chazayis nitzalim alo tarvad rekav. Yachol Yitami the Shidra Lugalola Sudro Binyana the Rav Minyana. So maybe we're not going to be Mitame for her spine, for her the skull. Rov Binyana means one of the thighs as well, one of the femur bones, or the Rov Minyana, even if you don't have that, but let's say there's a halachic condition, so you have 248 Avarim and 365 different, let's say, ligaments, shisaki dav. So if you had, say not the majority of the volume, but you at least had an arithmetic majority of that, So wouldn't you say that you have to be metame? So that the pasuk says, "Loksiv v'yamarta lehem hosiv v'chalakasiv tuma acheres." So that there's another tuma where you're able to become tame. Top of mem talad and aleph. So what's that specific tuma? Yachol yitame the shidra l'kagola. So the rav binyano, shel acherim. Maybe it's only the sister that you're allowed to do this, not the other close relatives. So again, the Gemara says it's obvious and it's explicit that even if not the entire body isn't intact, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference, right? It's clear the halacha that a kohen is metame l'shiva krovim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, yeah, but that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's not our position. Hayinam Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Damar ki aitani the tanya ma'isa shmei sabiv Rabbi Yitzchak beginzak. So Rabbi Yitzchak's father, as I say, kohen ubo ve'odiu la'achar shaloshanim uva v'shalos Rabbi Yeshua ben Elisha v'dal zakenim she'imo ve'amim ve'amru la'aviz bisman shu shalim v'lo bisman shehu chaser. Right? He says, we hold of this position. The Gemara resisted it for a long time, but Rav Chisda, that a kohen is only metame for a parent or one of the Shiva Krovim if the parent is whole and not having severed limbs. So here, for example, like the case of the decapitated father. So I just wanted to explain what I think is the Nekudas HaMachokis between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. To say something about the position of the Chachamim, as that is the majority position, and then give Ken the last word here. So again, just to review, we talked about Anam and Aleph, right, two dinim of Tumas Meis. One of them is Tumah itself, which only occurs at death, and then there's Lehechalo, process of desecrating the Kedusha, which actually comes, earlier on, even from the Zman Gosis. That's a very important point in its own right. What's the nature of a kohen being able to become tamei lemeis? So the answer, I think, is very important. And the answer is as follows. What a kohen becomes tamei lemeis, either as a reflection of what we call hutra, that the entire iser is released, which I believe is the position of Rabbi Yehuda, that when it's a relative of yours, it's completely released, and therefore, whether it's a varim, whether it's the entire body, it doesn't matter. According to the position of the Chachamim, it's overridden. Really, there's still an Isser, but what's the only thing that can override it? The entire body itself. What's that? What's the predicate of that? Where does that come from? Why should that be? So I think the answer is because of the principle that it's really a function of the relationship itself. The relationship is reflected in the body, the full body of the nifter. When you don't have that, there's a.
But even if we're in possession of all the parts, but they become separated, it's not even.
Right. So even though, of course, that right, 100%. In other words, we cease to relate to that vessel or that receptacle as an authentic conduit of that relationship, or as an authentic representation. Yeah, Ken, I wanted to just...
A couple of issues. It's not issues, but just questions.
Sure.
The,